listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Worship Service with Pastor Clint Poppy and Pastor Adam Moline.
Good morning. Glad to have you all here with us, braving the wintry weather outside. We could quote the Christmas songs outside. It is frightful, but in here it is so delightful. I've been asked if this reminds me of North Dakota. It's a bit warmer than in North Dakota, but the snow and the wind is about the same. Glad to have you. Our order of service today is found in the bulletin. Our first service this morning, we'll follow the order of matins on page 219, and then our opening hymn will be Jerusalem the Golden, which is hymn number 672, one of my all-time favorites, Jerusalem the Golden, and we'll sing that as we focus on the last Sunday of the church year, looking at the second coming of Christ, and preparing us also for the season of Advent. Before we begin our service, let's go ahead and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for bringing us safely here to hear your word. We ask that all those listening on the radio might also hear your word so the Holy Spirit would create and sustain faith in all of us, faith that is awake, faith that is alive, faith that looks for your second coming, where you will bring us to live with you in your kingdom forever. Lord, grant us repentant hearts that look forward to that day, trusting in your grace and in your mercy. In your holy, precious name we pray. Amen. We'll sing our opening hymn, hymn number 672, hymn 672.
Thank you. with the service of Matins found on page 219. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise throughout all our salvation. Sing together the intro and appointed for today.
Joy shall be of all their rest.
You may be seated for our office hymn number 516, Awake, Await, for Night is Flying. Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year
is from Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will graze together. The lion shall eat straw like an ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue now in reading the gradual. In many colored robes, the king's daughter is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, there is peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue now with our common responsory found on page 221. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today comes from that gospel lesson just read, especially these words, "Watch, therefore." Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, what is going to happen in the future? What will tomorrow bring for you? And if you know what tomorrow will bring, what will you do in preparation? We always hear sorts of predictions about what the future holds, don't we? I heard quite a few of them Friday afternoon. Just watch and see. Next year, the Nebraska Cornhuskers will win the Big Ten championship. No one will beat them. They'll be the best team around. How many times have you heard that prediction in the last couple months? How about the last couple years or decades? Do we know what tomorrow holds? Should we all go buy BCS National Championship tickets for next year so that we can watch the Cornhuskers? Can we be certain about what tomorrow holds and plan accordingly? Well, some of you may not be Husker fans, so what about other topics? How about what the pollsters come up with before elections about who's going to win? Who's going to win the 2020 presidential election? How are you going to prepare for that? Are you going to campaign for your person? Are you going to move to another country? Will the pollsters be right or will they be wrong? Can you tell what tomorrow will bring? Can you prepare for it? What about the stock market? Watch and see. The stock market's in the middle of a correction now, and then it will go up and up and up. Buy this one particular stock. You'll double your money in a couple years. Do people really know what tomorrow holds for stocks? Should you sink all your money onto some penny stock, hoping that someday it will be as big as Amazon.com? Can you prepare for the future? We could talk about all sorts more things, like the weather and the snow and how many people will drive through the blizzard to be at church. But do we know what the weather will be in a month or a year? What does tomorrow hold? What will the future bring? Are you ready for the real truth? No one knows. Stocks could go up, stocks could go down. It could rain or snow or sleet or be beautiful. Nebraska could win, Nebraska could lose. There could be wars, there could be peace. Your political party could win, your political party could lose. No one knows, because everything in the future is uncertain until it finally arrives. All things are uncertain except for things that are in the past. All things, that is, except for one thing. There is one future event that you could bet all your money on happening, and it will. And it is this, that Christ will return. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Christ will return. With angels and trumpets blaring, with power and glory, he will descend from heaven upon a cloud. Every eye will see, every knee will bow, those who are still alive and those who have passed away and are raised back to life at his coming. And when he comes, he will give eternal life to you and to all believers in him. And when he comes, the faithless will receive eternal condemnation. There is one future event we know will happen. Christ's return. He's coming soon, very soon. Do not doubt. But while we know that Christ absolutely 100% will return, the thing we don't know is when. It could be soon, before this sermon is even over. It could be far to our eyes, in centuries yet to come. I don't know when Jesus will come back. No one knows when Jesus will come back. Not even those people you see on the news predicting with Mayan calendars or with UFOs or whatever. We don't know when. But Christ absolutely will return. As surely as the sun rises or the wind blows, it will happen. So watch, Jesus says. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Watch. What does that mean, Pastor? Think about it this way. If you knew that on Wednesday a particular stock was going to go up by 1,000%, what would you do on Monday? You'd buy it so that you could reap that reward. And if you knew that the snowstorm blowing outside was going to create 3 feet of snow and prevent travel for a week, what would you have done 2 days ago? You'd have bought milk and food, maybe even a generator and a heater. If you knew that your father was going to die tomorrow, what would you do today? You'd visit him. You'd talk with him. You'd hold his hand. When your in-laws are coming for Thanksgiving dinner in a week, what do you do today? You clean. You prepare. Maybe you book a vacation somewhere else. When you know what's going to happen, you act accordingly. Watch, therefore, for you know not the day or the hour, but you know what is happening. Christ is coming back. Scripture's clear. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Or are you apathetic? Disinterested? Lazy? Have you zoned out? Are you doubtful that he really will return as he promised? After all, the world keeps on going. The weeks fly by, the years as well. Are you ready? Are you watching? Truth be told, many of us act day in and day out like Jesus is not returning. We skip church because we'll have time for it later. We don't read the Bible because we have TV shows to watch. We don't go to Bible study because we don't like the type of donuts that they serve or the type of coffee the church has. We make excuses, thinking that we'll have more time later, that we have years before Christ returns, and that we'll know beforehand when he'll be here, if he comes at all. Dear Christian, what excuse will you make to Christ when he does return? What will you tell your Lord when he raises your body from the dead? What excuse can you have that's more important than Jesus? There's not one. There's not any valid excuse. Watch, therefore. You have one chance to stay awake. To drive home this point, our Lord teaches the parable from our gospel lesson today. He speaks of 10 virgins who are the wedding party waiting for the arrival of the groom. The groom is delayed. They don't know when he'll be here. But whenever he arrives, the wedding will take place and the party will get started. So those 10 virgins must be ready all the time. They have to be prepared to go to the feast, to celebrate. They must be ready at a moment's notice. 5 of those 10 virgins are wise, knowing the true wisdom that is the Word of God. For wisdom begins with God's Word. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. These 5 virgins are wise and faithful in their watching. They are prepared, having oil in their lamps and carrying spare oil to keep the lamp burning at all times. The other 5 virgins are faithless and unwise, having no time for God's word, making excuses. And when the bridegroom arrives, they all are running around trying to get themselves in order. But it's too late. When the bridegroom comes, the wedding happens. The party begins. The door is shut. And those who are not watching are left outside. Watch, therefore, Jesus says. Stay awake. Look for the Lord's return. Don't let your love of this world lull you to sleep. But remember this truth. You belong to Jesus. He loves you. He purchased and won you to be his own possession. He bought you with a price, his own blood, his suffering, and his death. God loves you so much that he's willing to give his life in your place, to suffer hell for you, to bear the consequence for all of your sin. God loves you so that he sent Jesus to the cross for you. Now all your sin is forgiven. Even the sin of not watching, of not staying awake and waiting for his impending return. His wounds, his blood, his death heal you of all of your guilt. Washes away your sin. He has baptized you into his holy, precious family because he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be in heaven. He has done all that is necessary for that to happen for you. You cannot add or subtract from his grace and love. He keeps you awake. He keeps you watching. The Holy Spirit that was given to you in baptism and in the Word and in the Lord's Supper is in you, living and active, calling to you with words spoken by pastors and vicars, saying, "Wake up, sleepyhead, pay attention to the sermon. Turn off the TV and read the Bible. Come to Bible study. You don't have to eat the bad donut or the good donut." God keeps you awake, feeding you with his holy body and blood so that you will not weaken or weary in this world of waiting. He gives you his promise. Surely I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to eat from the tree of life, and that they may enter by the gates into heaven. Blessed are those, blessed are you. Outside are the sleepers, but you are awake and watching. He calls to you over and over and over again in your slumber. Wake up! Hear the word. Believe. Receive the gifts. Come enter the place prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Take us to be with you. You see, I can't tell you if the Nebraska football team will ever win another game or not. Can't tell you if you should buy football tickets or not. And frankly, it doesn't really matter in the end. I can't tell you if the stock market will go up or down or when or how. I can't tell you who the next president will be or what the weather will hold. But I can tell you this. Jesus is coming back. Maybe today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in 1,000 years. But he is coming back for you, to take you to be with him, to peace, to life, to grace, to heaven. He is coming back, and every day increases the likelihood of his return. So watch, therefore. Be wise in the word and in the sacraments, and live in the forgiveness of sins, so that when Christ returns, you'll be ready. So that he can raise you and all the dead and give eternal life to you and all believers in him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand together and we sing the canticle as it is printed in your hymnal on page 223. We sing the Te Deum. Please stand.
Thank you.
be seated. We join now at this time in what we call the rite of fellowship. If you would, please sign the pad at the end of your row to announce your worship here with us this morning. And a special welcome and thanks to those worshiping on the radio and online, and also for those who were not able to make it here this morning. We pray that the blessed news of Jesus coming again for our deliverance has brought you peace this day. We continue now with the offering. We continue now with prayer. Please rise. And now let us join in the Kyrie. Absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed upon us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word in holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word to rightly understand and truly believe it, and send laborers into your harvest, and open the door of faith to those who do not know you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, in mercy, bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger, and sustain with your spirit our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who experience persecution. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ, and help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Compassionate Lord, graciously defend us from all calamity by fire and water, from war and pestilence, from scarcity and famine, and from every other evil. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings, and let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the lonely and the forsaken, the helper of the sick and needy, the comforter of the distressed and those who are in sorrow. Look especially with mercy upon those who have requested our prayers, including Al, Linda, Harlan, Donna, Vernita, Jared, Wayne, Sheldon, Riker, Laverne, Pat, Lori, Jerry, Shirley, Ron. Blessing on the marriage of Don and Peg Olson's daughter, Jennifer, to Sergeant Leo Haynes. Thanksgiving for the birth of Facility Elaine Norwer, daughter of Jeff and Jennifer Norwer. And also for the family of Dennis Rasmussen, father of Vicky Hughes, who was taken to his eternal home. Also the family of Harlan Russert, father of Pastor Luke Russert, who was taken to his eternal home. And also for the family of Cindy Milker, the mother of Beth Huff, who is recently taken to her eternal home. We pray for peace and comfort and give thanks for God's promises of life even after death. We also pray for Manus, Jeanette, the family of Lyle Muth, and for all others we now name in our hearts. That they may ever cling to Jesus as their sure and certain hope. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Father, as we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is yet day, before the night comes when no work can be done. And when our last hour comes, support us by your power, and receive us into your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lastly, Heavenly Father, we ask for a special blessing to be bestowed upon those who will be traveling here in the next few days, that their conditions may be made better on the roads through the work of the snowplowmen and salters who are trying to make our roads a little bit safer, and for all those traveling back to college this coming week. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, number 515, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers.
Just a few announcements to bring to your attention. If you'll take a look at the Good Shepherd news and notes, there's quite a bit of information in there this week. Go ahead and take a look. Children's Christmas program practice is beginning a week from today, December 1st, and you'll see the schedule on the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th are the practices, and then the last Wednesday of Advent is the service, the Children's Christmas program, on Wednesday night in place of the regular service. Also, you'll see December 5th starts our first Advent meal before the Advent service that evening. Food starts at 5, so come on down for that. In your bulletin, you'll see there is an information sheet about another upcoming blood drive. It'll be December 8th from 8 till 2, right here in the Good Shepherd Fellowship Hall. I saw Adam here. Any more information we need to know on that? Or nope. We're getting to be old pros at that now. Just need your blood. Sounds like vampires, right? No. Okay. There's a national shortage still because of some of the things going on in the nation disaster-wise. It's stopping people from going in and donating, leading to that shortage. Also, you'll see in your bulletin there is information from the radio station. They're looking for volunteers to help with a variety of things that they do. For example, this morning, we needed someone to come in and put it on the radio. We had volunteers to do that, but we could always use more for that. So if you're interested in volunteering, take a look at that and also talk to any of the people that are helping with that. Jim was here a second ago. He's probably turning it off right now. But you could talk to Jim Kirk, and he'll make sure to help you learn how to do the things necessary for that. There's also in the bulletin the information about our school. Always lots going on there, and I think it's good for us to always remember those things, to give thanks, and to support the school in our prayers and in other ways as well. So take a look at that school information. A couple more things that are in the bulletin. I think we're going to try and have Bible study here this morning. We have Bible study. If we have enough people for the new members class, that'll be back in its normal room. And hopefully we'll also have enough people to have the Romans Bible study in the parish hall as well. Wherever two or more are gathered in our name, Christ promises to be there with his word, creating and sustaining faith. And so though we may be small in number, we still can gather around that word. It's a good thing for us to do. I was thinking, in North Dakota about 5 years ago, the small country church, the night before services, someone had to come and turn the heat on. And we had a Sunday morning where the temperature outside was minus 28. And I got to the church at 8 o'clock in the morning, and no one had turned the heat on the night before. So in the church, we started at minus 28, and at the end of the service, we had made it up to positive 28. And so it may be snowy and blowy outside, but it's warm in here. We can thank God for that. Vicar, any other announcements?
We'll see if enough of you show up for youth group. If not, I'm going to be done with big Bible study too.
Okay, that sounds good. God's blessings on your week. Drive home safely.
You have been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, with Pastors Clint Poppy and Adam Moline. Stay tuned and join us for the 9:30 Sunday morning Bible study, followed by the 10:30 worship service at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church.